I'm Alex.
And I'm Evan. And welcome to Game Reviews with Evan and Alex.
Today we're going to be talking about the popular game Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is a multiplayer game you can play at parties or just by yourself. Its main appeal is that you can play with lots of characters at different times. Like, there's no other game that you can play with Link fighting Bowser.
Another reason Smash is a great game is because it has a large community. So a large community will allow quick online matchmaking and high skill cap players. Another thing about Smash is it has a lot of popular stages to choose from. You can be playing as Rosalina and fight Marth on the stage Great Cave Offensive. It also has a very unique single player mode
called World of Light. World of Light is a single player mode where you traverse across the map fighting spirit battles. Spirit battles are basically you fight an enemy, but he's powered up by another character, Spirit. These characters do not have to be characters you can play in the game. They just are characters from lots of different games that they couldn't add. Spirit battles usually have a character in the game, like Bowser, powered up with a spear, like Giga Bowser, because they're the same character. And because of the Giga Bowser spirit, he'll be more powerful than normal, so you'll need to make your own team of elite spirits to take him down. But sometimes with characters that aren't even close to being in Smash Bros., they have to get a little creative. Like, what would you do if you tried to make a Waluigi spirit? You'd have to pick a purple Mario.
I'd also like to say that it is a very, very long adventure. And sometimes it'll get incredibly hard. So you have to bring your A game.
One great part is that there's so much depth. You can be six, not understand anything, and still have tons of fun with the game. But even if you're 18, you can still play for hours and hours and still have tons of more content to do. There's infinite possibilities with different characters, different stages, and different items turned on. And now we're going to start talking about the differences between casual and competitive players. Evan?
Casual players are players like me who only play the game for fun and don't try to do anything super fancy, like do tournaments.
Competitive players are players that take their skills to the max. Players that turn off all items and only play on stages that don't have any random elements that could make one player win, even if they were less skillful. These players can spend hours and hours learning combos with their character. A combo is when you do two moves back to back that the opponent cannot do anything to get out of. Like if you do a quick attack move and then another quick move. They have no chance to get out of this, so it's counted as a combo. Now let's get into moves.
Each character has a wide variety of different moves in their arsenal. You should try to pick a character that has moves that suit your interests. Some characters are very heavy and have slow, powerful moves, while others are light and have very quick, fast attacks.
The attacking system is based around directions. First, you have your B moves, or your special moves. These moves are usually unique moves that can show the character's personality and give a little love to their home game. First, you have neutral B. Neutral Bs can range from lasers to big punches. Like, for example, Mario's neutral B is he shoots a fireball, originated from the Fire Flower power-up in his home game. Next is side Bs. Side Bs are moves that usually carry you to the side, such as Luigi's green missile, where he charges up and then launches himself forward.
Down Bs are moves that usually have some sort of defensive ability. Like, for example, Roy's down B has a counter, where he blocks all damage for a second, and then attacks back with an even stronger force. Up Bs is another type of move, but it's typically used for recovery when you fall off the stage. Speaking of which, the name of the game is to knock the other player outside of the arena.
The arenas you want to knock the players out are called the Blast Zones. Every Smash Bros. Stage usually considers a platform, flat or with little tinier platforms on it, just hovering in the air. If you knock an opponent off the stage and they fall to the bottom, they'll get KO'd off the bottom blast zone. The way you can avoid this is when you get knocked off, you can use your up B to go upward and recover back to the stage. But your opponent can cancel that out with something called edge guarding. If your opponent goes off stage and starts using their aerial attack, they can knock you further away to where your upbeat can't save you and bring you back to the stage.
Aerial attacks are when you use your neutral moves in the air. There are 5 different types of aerials. The neutral air, which typically has a character spinning around in place or doing something similar. The forward aerial, which usually has the character swinging down in front of them. The down aerial, which sometimes has the player hitting downwards, which can sometimes lead to a meteor effect. The back aerial, which is usually a very fast side-swinging move. And the up aerial, which is a good good option for comboing.
On the ground, you have moves like tilt attacks. Your up tilt will usually be a fast move that sends the opponent up and can lead to some combos. Your forward tilt usually has quite a bit of range in front of you and can keep your opponent away from you if you're trying to zone them out. Your down tilt is usually a move like a quick kick across the ground that knocks them up into the air that can lead to up airs in a combo.
You also have your smash attacks. Smash attacks are powerful moves that you typically want to charge up for some time before releasing. These moves can KO at low percentages.
Speaking of percentages, you might be wondering, what is a percent? Well, a percent is how much damage you have. Unlike other fighting games, where you have a health bar that slowly decreases, Smash uses a unique percent mechanic. Every time you get hit by attack, you'll take a different amount of percent, which can make your character have smoke particles coming off if you're at high percent, showing that they're in pain. When you're at higher percents, you get launched further from moves. Like if Mario hits you with his forward tilt at 20%, you're going to be sent a decent way across the stage. But if he hits you at 100%, you might even be launched as far to be KO'd off the side blast zone.
Typical smash attacks are usually the forward smash. The forward smash is a powerful attack that usually goes directly in front of you. There's also the up smash, which is good for hitting people who are either slightly in front of you or above you. The down smash typically hits both sides, but has shorter range than the forward smash.
Now, let's talk about all the different varieties of characters. I'm going to list every single series with a character in Smash Bros. This is going to take a while, so be prepared. Super Mario, Donkey Kong, The Legend of Zelda, Metroid, Yoshi, Kirby, Star Fox, Pokemon, Earthbound, F-Zero, Ice Climber, Fire Emblem, Mr. Game & Watch, Kid Icarus, WarioWare, Metal Gear Solid, Sonic, Pigman, Rob, Animal Crossing, Mega Man, Wii Fit, Punch-Out, Smash Bros. Originals characters, Pac-Man, Xenoblade, Duck Hunt, Street Fighter, Final Fantasy, Bayonetta, Castlevania, Persona, Dragon Quest, Banjo and Kazooie, Fatal Fury, ARMS, Minecraft, and Splatoon.
There are different classes of characters. One example of this is a tank. Tanks are usually slow hitters that can only be KO'd at high percentages. They typically have slow but powerful attacks, and they weigh a lot with typically bad recoveries.
Speaking of weight, let's talk about weight of a character. Weight is important because the lightest character in the game, Pichu, can be killed at like 50% with a fully charged forward smash because he gets sent much further because of his weight. The heaviest character, like Bowser, can only be KO'd by a forward smash at percents like 100 if it's fully charged, because he's so heavy that even a strong move at high percents can't take him down sometimes.
Another class of characters is sword fighters. They're usually around the middle of the weight scale. They have mediocre attacks that are decently fast and powerful. They're sort of an in-between between combo characters and tanks characters. Speaking of combo characters,
Pikachu. Pikachu is one of the best characters in the game, known for his combos that can last a lifetime. Other characters like Pikachu include Pichu and Squirtle. They're all small characters that once they get in close, they can grab their opponent and hit them for a bunch of attacks before they even have the chance to react. Now, Evan, let's talk about grab.
Okay, so you have a few different grab options. Once you grab a player, You can hit them a few times to add some percent, and then use the then tilt in a direction to do different types of throw attacks. There's the down throw that usually hits the opponent downwards and that bent then up. There's the up throw, which sends the opponent soaring into the sky. There's the forward throw, which usually sends the opponent forward a short distance. And there's the back throw, which sends the opponent backwards a short distance. The best throw for comboing is typically the down throw because it puts them just above you, which is perfect for hitting them with your up tilt, up smash, or up air.
Now, let's talk about the online system. Smash is kind of known for having not so great of an online system. And that is true. The one main problem with their online system is not being able to match with people from your region. You could be playing with someone from Japan, which is fine, it's great getting to play with different types of people, but it does give you quite a bit of lag. I think the Smash online system would be much better if they just let you pick your region. Now, we're going to talk about tournaments. Smash tournaments are something that people go to if you're really serious about Smash and want to make a little money on the side. These are only for the most diehard of people that sometimes they might not be in the best situation if they're going to have to play Smash for money.
Tournaments are incredibly competitive events that many people watch, even though Nintendo doesn't support them. It's a shame Nintendo doesn't support these tournaments because I think that they're interesting and cool to watch.
The reason Nintendo doesn't support these is because they think the true way to play the game is with items. Items are little handy-dandy things that can spawn from the sky in battle at a random place at a random time. Random. That's the word that competitive people don't like to say. Competitive people don't like the randomness of the game because that could mean that I could get a super powerful item spawning on my side. Meanwhile, Evan over here gets a little Goomba that really can't do anything.
As we now know, not all items are made fairly, but items do come from a wide variety of different game titles, such as The Legend of Zelda, Mario, Kirby, and many, many more.
And now we're going to talk about DLC characters. DLC characters are one of the most hype and anticipated things in the Smash Bros. Series. When Super Smash Bros. Ultimate came out, it had 69 characters. And then, if you pre-ordered the game early, they'd give you a bonus character, Piranha Plant. Piranha Plant was a character they added after the game had already released, and they gave it to people as a bonus if you pre-ordered it. Next, they told everyone that they're going to make Challenger Pack 1. Challenger Pack 1 was going to have 5 new fighters from totally different games not already in Smash Bros.
You might not know what DLC is. DLC stands for downloadable content, which is content for a game that you pay money for. If you pay money for Challenger Pack 1, you would unlock incredibly cool characters like Joker, Byleth, and Terry.
And now, Nintendo has announced that they're going to do Challenger Pack 2. Challenger Pack 2 is already on its way with huge characters like Min Min, Steve, and Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII.
Sephiroth is the newest addition to Smash Bros., and he is making a huge splash in both the competitive and casual scene.
Now, we're going to talk about extra little things Nintendo added just so you wouldn't get bored with Smash Bros. Ultimate. Starting with Home Run Contest. Home Run Contest is a game where you're given 10 seconds to deal as much damage as you can to a sandbag. And then, at 5 seconds, a home run bat is dropped. You want to start swinging that home run bat and hit the sandbag as far as you can near the 1 second mark so you can get the maximum damage on it. Depending on how hard you hit the sandbag, that's how hard it will fly.
They also added this fun mode called Classic Mode, where you can go in with each character and play a themed mini game featuring 9 levels. Each level has a different theme. For example, Mario fights the main characters from multiple different video games. And Donkey Kong defeats all his rivals.
These team battles can be very fun because it can be a throwback if you played their original games. Another thing they have is Mii creation. There are 3 Smash Bros. Original characters. Mii Sword Fighter, Mii Gunner, and Mii Brawler. You can take your Mii that you made in the Nintendo Switch and add it into Smash Bros. You can give it hats, shirts, and all types of things. The three different types of Miis each has different types of moves. You're going to get the same neutral attacks no matter what, but your special moves are totally to your customization. For Mi Brawler, for example, his neutral Mi has three different custom options. One lets him unleash a flurry of punches that can vaporize your opponent in seconds. The other has him throwing a shot put ball as far as he can, dealing massive damage, but with a small hitbox. The last one is a move that takes a long time to charge up, but then it can launch a really far away. It's a charge flaming kick.
There is another thing that you could do in this intricate video game. You can create your own soundtrack from all the music titles from across the Nintendo universe. You can add songs such as Megalovania alongside Calamari Incantation in your own personal custom soundtrack.
Well, that's going to do it for today. In the end, I think Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is a great game with tons of playability. In the end, I would give this game a 9 out of 10. Not a 10 out of 10, just because the online system can get a bit laggy at times, and there's some minor improvements that I would like to have in the base game. Evan, what's your rating?
My rating is 9.5 out of 10, because although online isn't that great, as long as you're a casual player like myself, you can still have fun doing World of Light and playing your own custom games with friends.
Well, we hope that was helpful to anyone that was thinking of purchasing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. We'll see you next Wednesday with another podcast on The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, where we'll give you our breakdown on that game and think if it's worth your hard-earned $70. See ya!
See ya!